Hey, it's a morning digestion. As promised, I'd be back on May 1st. Let's face it, April was just blown up. I was sick the early part of the month, and then the long-planned family vacation for the latter part of the month took up the rest of April. So, you know, sorry, April went away. And here it is, May 1st, I'm back. There really isn't a list and links today. There's only one story that counts, and that's the Bill Barr hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, in which the Democrats plan to try to rake him over the coals. The issue is the Mueller report and the way Barr characterized it in his letter, you know, weeks before the report was released. Both of these stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times allege that Mueller was upset with Barr, wrote him a letter stating he was upset at the way Barr characterized the report, exonerating Trump on collusion and letting him off the hook on obstruction. 12th graph, 15th graph, whatever, buried deep is the admission by, the newspapers that both the Post and the Times, that Barr asked Mueller, was there anything about my letter that was incorrect or mischaracterized your report? And Mueller said no, but that it was being misinterpreted by the news media. And this is one of those aha moments that, you know, if you bother to read past the first few graphs, you go, well, wait a minute, this isn't anything like the headline. But in any case, the cables, MSNBC and CNN, got all frothy about it last night, and the Democrats are all stirred up, and they're, you know, going to pester Barr, and that's basically what the podcast will be about today. I'm hunkered down watching the hearing, owing to the fact that I tore the studio down before I left on vacation. I haven't really got the studio up and running again, so I doubt that today the podcast will have those wonderful features like the birthday music and sound bites. It'll probably be just me talking like I am now, summarizing what we've seen. So I hope that will do. It's going to take me a day or two to put together parts of the studio to do podcasting and resume to my normal form. I should tell you, just for the heck of it, that it was a fabulous time out in Hawaii. There was 2 days in Waikiki. Jake was not present for that because he had to stay behind and do the Mueller report. Then 5 days in Wailua at a beach house. This involved Jake, Sherry, the grandkids, John and Faith, Sherry's mother, Pat, Sherry's brother, Bill, my brother, Kip, his wife, Sabra, his daughter, Kelsey. Jake's cousins, Tiffany Wilson and Desiree Mandelbaum, and Tiffany's husband, Jeremy, and her two children, Wyatt and Walker. So it was a crowd. It was a big crowd. There were some, you know, family missing, but you know, just for instance, when we went back to Waikiki for 2 days before we flew home, my niece Maria, my sister-in-law Maria, my brother's wife, and her daughter Mona, and her kids and her husband showed up for a wedding in Waikiki, so we saw them. And so it was a big, you know, family deal. It had been a year planning this thing, and it's over now. It was a lot of fun. It was a great adventure. Kids were great. They saw Hawaii. Good for them. And I spent a huge amount of money. It's just ridiculous. It's just throwing money left and right. Which of course induces great guilt. So check out the podcast this afternoon. It'll be a summary of the Barr hearing, which seems to be the only news of the day that really matters. And that is your morning digestion for this May Day, May 1st, 2019. I'm back on the job.